Every election year since 2002, legislative candidates in Wisconsin have set spending records. This year's no different. Nearly $3.4 million was raised by candidates and fundraising committees. Mike McCabe is executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. That organization compiled the figures. McCabe calls it a money chase akin to an arms race.
One side raises a bunch of money, the other side has to at least keep pace, if not surpass what the other side's done, and it just spirals out of control.
The top fundraiser so far this year is Republican Alberta Darling of River Hills. Coming in a close second is her Democratic challenger, Milwaukee Representative Sheldon Wasserman. Because there's no statewide race, save for governor or attorney general, legislative elections are getting more attention and more cash. McCabe says Wisconsin's public financing system, put in place in the 70s, has not kept pace with inflation, so most candidates don't use it. Connecticut now has full public financing of legislative campaigns, and McCabe says it's helped to lessen the built-in advantage of incumbency.
Interesting thing is that the number of candidates is way up in Connecticut in 2008, and there's been a particularly significant increase in the number of women running for state legislature in Connecticut.
McCabe cites Arizona and Maine as two other examples of extensive public financing. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.